And I bought a bicycle for $19. I think it's $19. I've been there 3 years paying for it. I'm getting a dollar a week, sometimes it's rainy week. Mm-hmm. So I've been there 3 years paying for it. And then after that, I had a working line, you know. Started working for them, worked right on behind from one farm to another. Then started waiting, where's now wages of $6. And
well, now, back when was that?
That was in 24.
Uh-huh.
24. That was in 24 when I got the raise, my wages raised. But in 18 and 19, we wasn't making nothing in those times. We were trying to go to school in between time, too.
Times really must have been hard then.
It was really tough. It was tough. Because we couldn't get nothing. We raised hogs and couldn't get out to buy anything to eat. We had to kill a hog and get some grind out on it. On Saturday afternoon, we had to get out and beat our rice, thrash it out and beat it, mm-hmm. Put it in the mortar and pestle it, whiten the rice, get it standing, and then while we're beating the rice, someone going on shelling corn, getting the corn ready.
Mm-hmm.
When we get through with the rice, set that aside, and then we start the corn mill going, and some sifting, making the meal, getting the grits from the husks, and the husks from the grits, and the meal from the grits, and we have it divided.
Mm-hmm.
We had syrup and stuff like that there on the farm, made a lot of syrup. And we kill a hog, so we couldn't get the one thing. We used to take the grits and parch it to make coffee.
Coffee? From the grits?
From the grits.
Well, how did it taste? Did it taste like coffee?
I guess it did, because they couldn't get no more.
Uh-huh.
So they were doing all right with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. It was pretty tough back in those times. There weren't many places to work around here. We only had, on this end, about three places.
Uh-huh.
Three white families, the only place we had to work there.
Uh-huh.
On this end,
well, now, is that down there at West Point where I met you?
Recently built, and that's an old slave plantation down in there.
Uh-huh.
You see the old tabby I was standing when you first
talked to? Yeah, I did, uh-huh.
I'm an old tabby from way back, slave.
Mm-hmm.
But the people just built those homes down there, but I guess the oldest one is the same home, the two-story building down there. That building there about, let's say, 43.
Uh-huh. Well, now, who were the people who had the plantations? Do you remember what their names were?
Thompson. Oh, the owner of the plantation?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He was a slaveholder.
Uh-huh. Well, now, when the slaves were free, did a lot of the slaves who lived over there and who'd worked his land just stay here on the island?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They stayed right here. Some of them here now.
Uh-huh.
You know, the younger group from
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
nation. Yeah, they all live around here now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are butlers. We all come from the butler's slave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.